You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? It is Sunny, and it is the last Monday in the month of November. Can you believe it already? This year has flown by. I don't know about you guys, but I am consistently not feeling ready for the days to be going so fast, but here we are. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It came so fast. I think that for most of us, we are already naturally activated into Christmas mode because that's where it's headed next in the New Year's. And so for many, they may be still grinding out the remaining of the year. And some people are already looking ahead to see how they're going to start off the new year. As for me, I'm here in the studio, as always, preparing some fabulous content to share with you guys. And today I'm going to get into some ribs. I'm going to get into in between them spaces in your rib, like when you accidentally kind of hit it and it knocks the wind out of you a little bit. You're like, oof, and it gets your attention. Hopefully today's message will conform and do the same. So I just want to make sure my levels were good here. And they are. Okay. And we're recording. So I want to share this intro piece with you. I'm going to read something to you that kind of touches about where I'm headed for today's topics of conversation. Which is being comfortable in your construction zone, right? So, you know, I like to touch on some things that, you know, hopefully make you think and, you know, do some critical thinking, hopefully. So here it is. Good leaders are not afraid to admit weaknesses. In fact, they're honestly examining themselves in order to identify areas of need. And being transparent about themselves, they can focus on turning a weakness into strengths. Effective leaders don't have to be right all the time. They're not control freaks. They're humble enough to acknowledge their achievements, to admit when they've been a part of the problem rather than the solution. Effective leaders are willing to acknowledge the things they don't know. In today's highly evolving society, precepts and methods change almost daily. Leaders try to swim in the currents of that ever-changing technology. And always, effective leaders are willing to acknowledge the things that they can't do. They don't fear incompetence. They just fight it. They're constantly developing skills, creating new solutions to old problems. And effective leaders aren't afraid to ask for help. By doing so, they're not only opening the door to self-improvement, they also gain personal strength. And these type of leaders live in the construction zone. So you already know that I want us to really get comfortable being in our own construction zone. And what I mean, especially from my perspective, is that I've been actively in a construction zone for myself for months now. And I'm working on all the parts that are fractured, all the parts that need to be improved. Some things need to be totally ripped out and remodeled. Some things need to be re-strengthened and restructuredly enhanced in a way that it will better serve me. But it's something incredible about, one, recognizing that you need to go into a construction zone, that you need to apply some constructive changes within yourself and the things around you. And then to get to a point of being comfortable, being uncomfortable, that's a whole nother level. That's opening up another chakra that will give you such a substance that is just profound, that will change so many dynamics for you consciously and unconsciously. Guys, I hope y'all ready for this, because we're going to dive right in. And you know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunny's Money Motivation. So let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
Banning Bath and Body, where we cater to your mind, body, and soul. located at 12 San Gorgonio Avenue in downtown Banning. Stop in and purchase handcrafted candles, soaps, bath bombs, custom jewelry pieces. We also offer classes. Check me out on Instagram at Banning_bath_body to purchase items and for more details.
Eli's Handyman Service is proudly serving the Inland Empire for all your handyman needs. Whether you're in need of furniture assembly, general construction or repairs, remodeling, drywall installation, new tile flooring work, plumbing fixture installation, interior or exterior painting, TV mounting, and more, contact Eli at 323-286-8435 for all your handyman needs. Available 6 days a week. Don't forget to let them know that you heard them on Loud Mouth Radio.
This is Sylvia.
And Tito from Hemet.
And you're listening to Loud Mouth Radio Network.
You know, hopefully what I just read, I didn't read it too fast, but that it could be insightful enough to give you some revelations. I think that it's extremely important that, you know, we're coming into a season where a lot of people are thinking about family. They're thinking about, you know, things that they've done throughout the course of the year, maybe in personal and business and, you know, social circles. But it seems to be that time up here that a lot of reflection is not uncommon. And it's a good time of the year. I think it's a time of the year to embrace the new season, the new realms of change and the things necessary to elevate you. What can you identify that maybe hasn't been self-serving? And so today I wanted to kind of get an intro, because when you're dynamically working on yourself, it can feel like a construction zone. If you've ever been in an area where they're doing construction, you may have never remodeled your home. You may not be a homeowner. You may have never done something of that significant magnitude in your own personal space, but definitely you live in a city where they've had construction, maybe on the highway or on the streets. And it can be a nuisance. It can be, for some, feels time consuming because you're being redirected. You may be forced to stop and you have to possibly wait, and then you have to be guided because the construction workers have signs. They may have cones up to give you a hazard and precautionary measurement of understanding that you're coming into an area that's under construction, so that you have to proceed with caution. Or maybe you can't come through at all. Maybe you have to stop completely and redirect the way in which you're traveling. So you get that detour sign. You'll see that triangular detour sign that'll reroute you. And then sometimes there's the ability to continue to keep going through the area, but maybe they put you to such a slow speed that you're crawling and you're bumper to bumper with the car in front of you, bumper to bumper with the car behind you. And but life is also working in the same time. So most times when we find ourselves in those spaces, we may feel like we're in a time crunch. We may be on our way to work. We may be looking to pick somebody up. We may be just trying to get somewhere, and we don't necessarily like the fact that we have to stop, or that we have to pause from the way we were going. Or sometimes you have to totally detour from the direction in which you've been traveling. And so how many times have that same similar sense occurred to you in your life? If you're like most of us, a lot, probably more than you want to count. And, sometimes it's not comfortable. There's, you know, those types of things are happening even in our growth stages, in our challenging stages, where we're being stopped, we're being halted, we're being put in a situation that maybe we are not prepared. We feel like we may not be prepared for. And sometimes it can just get outright uncomfortable. And then it can make you have to stop and change your focus. Then you may start recognizing that, you know what, why am I being so impatient? You know, then you might start thinking, you know, well, maybe the universe is saving me from a car accident or some type of physical circumstances that could alter the magnitude of my life here. And then you start to maybe calm down, your pressure or your pensiveness may calm down and simmer down. And then some don't embrace it. It makes them even more angrier. You know, people start getting into these road rage type of interactions because they feel like they're being inconvenienced, or they feel like somebody owes them an explanation as to why we're stopping and why we're not able to proceed. Does this sound like people, you know, like their attitudes or their take on life or the way they are with other people? And it's amazing when we can do a better account of our own behavior and looking at ourselves. And sometimes we'll try to constitute how our day is going or how something is happening because we're making that judgment based on somebody else's actions or their attitude or their response to us. But what about us? Who's taking account for you and how you're projecting to other people, other things, maybe the way you're handling certain things, maybe you're not handling certain things. And so maybe you're defensive or you're blaming other people, or you're blaming other things. But most times, you know, there's a responsive answer or a solution to everything. It may not be something that we particularly like. It may not be what we want to uncover, but you know, we can choose now to not attack it, to deal with it, or face it. And I promise you that when you don't do it, it just keeps continuing to keep showing up, and it keeps showing itself up to you to a point where it can come in different forms, and it can be painful ways that it'll return to you. It could be in a form of an inspirational way. You just never know. So what I think happens here is that when you purposely put yourself into a construction zone of you, it opens you up to another level of inspiration or opportunities that can arise. The synchronicity of the universe is incredible when we're humble enough to receive it. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that sometimes we don't want to be humbled by our circumstances. We don't want to be humbled by the areas that maybe we're not clear on and we don't know about. And so I think that's when the things that, you know, we understand from the prayer, the meditation, seeking out counsel from your higher power, from your higher self, whatever it is that you may delve into, if it's the little voice, if you're not a believer of faith driven type of things, then maybe it's just that inward innate ability to connect to self and say, okay, what should I do in this position? You know, do you take the time out to examine those things in those areas that can improve or maybe give you better direction? And so when you're in those positions to do those kinds of things, how are you addressing it? How are you assessing it? You know, I think that's the biggest part of growth that sometimes we don't like to touch. Right? Because it's not always comfortable. It doesn't always feel good. But I'm learning to become more comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm learning to recognize that I didn't make a better decision on something, and maybe I can do better by making a change or making an adjustment and allowing myself to make a correction. And I feel like as long as we're here, that means that we still have an opportunity and we still have a chance to do something differently about it. But in order for those things to come about, we have to take charge of it and we have to initiate it sometimes. I think it's better, as they say, it's better to prevent than to have to deal with the cure. So sometimes we have to acknowledge the fact that we don't always get it right. We don't always figure it out the way in which we should, and that it could be okay coming back at it and maybe stepping away from it and even questioning it. Sometimes you have to question things to make sure that you're doing the right thing and making sure that it makes sense. I know that for many people out here, there's a lot of change. There's a lot of transitioning happening in our economy. The technology world is moving so fast that people are very intimidated and frightened by some of the changes that are happening. And they're trying to figure out, where do I fall in this? You know, how does my life pattern, adjust to the things that are happening. And only you can really answer those questions. But it's important that you ask the questions. It's important that you examine those things so that you can further, you know, dig deeper and come out with a better response or a more enlightened opportunity about self. So I think the construction zone phase was analogy was a good way of talking about the things that sometimes you have to break apart. I know that our habits are formed over time. So it takes just as much time, a lot of times, to undo those habits, to undo those constructive ways that we may have, that we've maybe from circumstance, environment, past interactions, create. And I'm not saying that, I am saying that we all have room. We all have room to improve. We all have room to open up some things and dig deeper. I think we all should be digging deeper. And I think that it's important to understand that no matter what, don't allow anyone else to make you feel like there's something wrong with you challenging certain things about yourself.
Cynthia Sweet Treats, located at 1259 South State Street in Hemet. We are located in the Diamond Valley Shopping Center. Come in and enjoy some puff pastries, custom cakes, cupcakes, mini desserts, handmade pastries, fresh breads, cookies, and event catering. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 8:30 to 3 p.m., and Sundays we are closed. If you have any questions, go ahead and call the store, which is 951-282-3237. You can also find our website at cynthiasweettreats.co.
Hey, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information or to tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Because how can you elevate? How can you continue to grow if you're not challenging these areas of yourself? And only you know the deep parts of the areas in yourself that you don't necessarily talk about. You don't necessarily feel safe discussing with other people. But those little elements are there, and you feel them within your core. And a lot of times they'll show up at the most important times that are pivotal times in your life. Maybe it's a decision towards buying something. Maybe it is a time period when you have to move something out of your way that has been in your house, or maybe it's been in your life. It could be a person. It could be a thing that you've been utilizing for a long time, but now you can't ignore it anymore. You have to give it some type of, you know, attention to make a decision on it. And it just serves you to know that you're able to go into those places that are not comfortable. It does not necessarily feel good in the midst of it, but when you come out of it and you start tackling it, you'll find another dimension about yourself. I think that you start to crack into deeper surfaces. But what is equally important too is that you don't get lost in those processes, that you don't become so critical of yourself that you don't allow yourself the time to adjust. You know, you have to give yourself some time to adjust, especially, you know, if you've ever gone into therapy. You'll find therapists will allow you to talk a lot of times about things that you're dealing with. And I know for me, in those times of discussion and hearing myself, sometimes you're getting the answers as you're speaking on them, or you're having those aha moments of discovery because you're now listening to yourself in a constructive way, because you know that this other person who seems to be in the position of an unbiased space is listening to what you're telling them, and they're going on what you're sharing. And they're also not really, they're not in it to make you just feel warm and fuzzy. They're really here to tap in and listen to what you're saying. Now, the good thing is, if you are open to discussing those areas that are not necessarily comfortable, you will hear some things in yourself or discover some things in yourself, hopefully and constructively, that you can acknowledge that needs to be corrected or enhanced in some way. So for me, I wanted to come out of, we're winding down of the month of November, and we're head forward into December. And before you know it, this year will be wrapping. And I think that it's extremely important that you are able to acknowledge the areas in which maybe you were challenged in the year and that you've been able to overcome. And hopefully you've been successful in overcoming some things that were challenging you at some point. And if not, maybe, you know, kick it in gear now, you know, bring, you know, get a journal, get a book or something like that, a notebook, notepad, and just write out some things that you want. And then I think it's important to ask yourself, okay, why haven't I achieved these things yet? What is it that's stopping me or preventing me from accomplishing, you know, these goals that I initially had for myself? Maybe you forgot about some of them. I know that I have to tend to go to my books, my writing books and say, okay, did I stay on path with this? And then when I did not stay on path, what was the reason? You know, how far along did I get? Is it still something of value to me? Is it still worth it for me to work and proceed to pursue it? And I think that those things, it's not always necessarily material things that you're acknowledging, but sometimes there's things that are infrastructurally important to you that are a part of you that you maybe want to overcome. So, and if you haven't been doing it, this is a good time to start, right? It's always a good time to start and make constructive analysis of self. And I always kind of really push about us talking about ourselves in the light of, you know, the areas in which we need to acknowledge that needs, you know, to be reached and touched and rattled sometimes. Because a lot of us are dealing with other people in societal ways and in our home lives and relationships of friendships and co-workers and family ties that, you know, so a lot of times how people are responding to you has a lot to do with what's going on with you, not so much with them. Because if you think about it, everybody's got stuff going on. Everybody. Nobody's oblivious to the next moment, per se. But sometimes we get wrapped up in how people respond to us and we think that I didn't do anything or I was this or this and they just got. So, no, maybe sometimes people are so tied into what they also dealing with that the response maybe had nothing to do with you, but maybe the timing of how you interacted with them. Maybe it was how you came off. Maybe it was how did you listen to what was being said to you at the point of the interaction? Were you also caught up in your own stuff that you couldn't hear what they said? And so it's so amazing how misinterpretation, miscommunication can happen because everybody's not always necessarily tapped in and focused the same way at the same time. So I think it's important that, especially today, today's Monday, a lot of people are coming back from the holidays and they've been off, and sometimes people are still mentally on vacation or they do not necessarily want to be back in the midst of work and work mode. And so attitudes may be a little bit different. Some people may just outright feel lazy and just feel like, man, I wasn't ready to come back, blah, 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 blah. But look, think about it. You may not be the only one that felt that way. It may not be that you're not the only one that's in that kind of space. So you might want to be a little more cognitive of the fact that other people around you too may also feel the same way as you do, and that it's all good. But to also be conscious of how we are connecting to people. And I always speak on our energy. It's important that we are connected and aware of our energy and how we're conveying that energy or putting the energy out to other people. So for so many of you today, I'm sure that you're doing whatever you're doing at this point. You're taking the time to hear what I'm talking about. And hopefully it's been serving to you. I hope that it's giving you something that will allow you to work towards and work on for the next few weeks. Because I think 2023 has been a very interesting year. It's been a year that has not allowed a lot of room for play. If y'all notice, if I was to say anything that's been consistent, is that the year's been moving very quickly, with or without the level of what you wanted to have within that time period. It is moving without us, people. And so what are we doing to better use that time? And how are we, injecting more of, more sustenance to ourselves in the midst of that? And believe it or not, the more we are empowering ourselves, the greater we are to other people, and the more we can inspire other people, because we're constructively working to improve our lives day to day. So that's my message for today. And I want to encourage you to just continue to stay in a space of gratitude and thanks. I think Thanksgiving can be an everyday thing. It does not have to be just the fourth Thursday in the month of November. I do think that it is something that needs to be a daily practice, that we are being more grateful and more thankful for the time that we're given. And that hopefully this could be a quick inspiration for you for this week, and that it will carry you through until next week when we come back at this Sunday's Monday Motivation. So as always, love you guys, and I look forward to touching and reaching out to you guys. And I encourage you to continue to forward and listen to our information, content, review, and rate us on your favorite podcast platform, and share it with your friends. As always, I appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful holiday season. Because we're still in the midst of it. It's not, I will say that we're still in the midst of Thanksgiving. So let's be grateful and thankful for what we've been able to do. And I'm grateful that you're able to listen to hear this content. So once again, guys, I am so grateful for you following us on Spotify. We're on iHeart, Apple Music, even Amazon Music. We're also loaded into YouTube with this content. We are also connecting on Google Podcasts and iHeart, and there's just tons of them. So make sure you follow us and subscribe to our content, and we'll talk to you soon. Be blessed.